Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the historic Corn Palace. We're in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, once again, a very important ball game for us, sitting in fifth place in the conference, a couple of games behind the leaders, and a tough road game here today.
Yes, it is. And this is the start of the second half of the season, so we need to get off on a good leg on it. And as we've talked about, this is sometimes a little bit of a challenging place to come in and play. The world's only Corn Palace has its unique properties to it.
Like you said, we're playing the teams now the second time around in the GPAC. How do you prepare a team for the second time around?
You know, that's really the challenge of it. I think it's easy when you have been beaten by that team the first time around. There's a natural motivation that comes in and a good intensity that shows up in practice. But the biggest challenge is when you've beaten a team at your home site and then you go on the road for that second trip around. They'll have made some adjustments to combat some of the things you did. And so you spend part of your time to guess what adjustments they might make. The other part is now they're at home, they're going to shoot better. Things are a little bit better for them. So that's really the challenge in getting a team to not underestimate or overlook an opponent that they have beaten already.
This is a team that we beat earlier at home, 64-59, so it wasn't a team that we absolutely dominated.
No, it wasn't. It was, you know, again, typical of our style. We held them down, did a pretty good job defensively against them. They really only had two players that had what I would say good nights against us. One was their shooting guard, and with her range, she's going to have a good night most any place she plays. And then they had a forward come in off the bench that ended up getting about 14 points, got to the free throw line a lot. So those are the two people we've got to make adjustments on and still do a good job with the others.
He seems coming off of loss the other night to Concordia. Disappointing loss, I guess, at home. A game of missed opportunities for us.
Yeah, and it really was in the first half. We had all those. We counted 13 shots within 2 foot, either layups or putbacks, or good execution where we got to post the ball at the front of the rim, and for whatever reason, rushed the shot, just didn't get it put in. And so, like we talked about, instead of having maybe a 10-point lead at halftime and some good momentum and putting a little a fear in Concordia's heart, they have a 4-point lead instead, and they just built on that in the second half. We made a couple of nice runs at them, got it within 5, but just never got over the hump. They'd always hit a 3 again after we'd get within range and put the pressure back on us.
Give up the 59 points and give up only 32% shooting against the Bulldogs. So we did some nice things defensively, didn't we?
You know, you can't complain about your defense a lot when it gives up only 58 points. That's not generally the biggest factor in the ball game. I think the thing that they did that hasn't happened very often is they really did a good job of shutting down our transition. As soon as we got a rebound, they jumped us with two people most of the time, and that's been one of our strengths, is being able to make that long outlet to our guards taking off, and they really didn't allow that. They made us make a second pass all the time to get it down the floor. It seemed to hurt us as well in our running game that we didn't have Taz. She'd gotten the flu, and she's a big part of our speed ball game. So the two with what they did and losing one of our quickest players really slowed our offense down that night.
One girl that has stumped up the last two ball games, that's Kaylee Raggett. She has scored 30 points and has shot 50% from the field in the last two ball games. She has really come on since maybe come back from California.
Yeah, we may have to take her to California more often. It seemed to have been the sunshine was good for her. Kaylee's a very good shooter. It took a little while, I think, for her to really get to feeling comfortable in the system, to get feeling comfortable taking 7, 8, 9 shots a ball game. There's that part of every athlete where they're kind of, okay, we know Alicia is the number one player on the team. Where's my slot? How many shots should I take? What should I do? And I think Kaylee's gotten very comfortable now, especially seeing the defenses that we've seen, where a lot of times the power forward is sagging in or is doubling the post, and Kaylee's really made him pay for that defensive strategy.
It's Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings College in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon to take on Dakota Wesleyan. And coach, you're coming off of the loss to Concordia now, like we said, a tough road trip here to Dakota Wesleyan. It's always concerning when we hit the road after a loss, I guess, huh?
Well, you always feel that there's a little bit of a momentum change when you have the loss. There's a little bit of confidence factor built into it, so your starts aren't quite as good. I still like the way this team has played on the road, though, this year. If you look at our overall win-loss record, we've been pretty successful with road games. And so I'm expecting our seniors and our leadership to take over and make sure that we come in and play at least at a high level.
When we take a look at Dakota Wesleyan, obviously the first person that comes to mind is Amanda Hart. You mentioned her before the break. She's number one in the conference in three-point shooting, and I think amongst the leaders in the nation in three-point shooting. So obviously she is the key today.
You know, and she shoots so far out, she should probably get 4 points for most of her shots. She has good 25-foot range, kind of Heather range from the past, and she's got a quick release. They do a lot of screen setting for her, so Taz will really have her hands full fighting through the picks and making sure she's sitting up on her shot at all times. And now hoping that Taz is completely recovered from her flu and she has that kind of energy will be a big part too.
Now, one other thing, defensively, this is a team that statistically is very, very good in the conference.
You know, they are. You give all the credit to Concordia and Hastings as the high-powered defenses, but subtly and slowly, they've done a really nice job. They contest every shot. They're pretty athletic in the forward positions. They double very quickly and cause your post players some problems. So, you know, again, it's the idea that we have to have energy. We have to be moving without the basketball. We know they're going to play a lot of zone against us, and so we've got to find those gaps and make sure we're making that extra pass all day long to get that easier shot.
It's a team that also will put some points on the scoreboard, averaging right around 70 points per ball game offensively. So we might have to match these guys toe-to-toe here today.
Well, I guess I believe that we can. It's again, can we get out and get into our transition game? That's been the biggest source of our offense all season long. We've really been working with the players to try and get more points out of our rebounding too. And I think that's probably been the thing that I've been most disappointed with this season is for the size that we have, we're really not that dominant an offensive rebounding team. And I know we've shot a pretty good percentage, so there's not as many shots to get, but still we have to get our threes, fours, and fives consistently going to the board every shot. People like Cammy early in the season were getting three, four offensive rebounds a ball game, and you know, those 6-8 points that makes a lot of difference a lot of times. We should be able to match their offensive output, but we're going to have to do some extra things as well.
With Amanda Hart's range from the outside, is that going to stretch our defense a little bit, cause some problems there?
Yeah, it will. And again, because they do so much screen setting for our guards have really got to be alert. In the man-to-man, it's a little easier because we just tell Taz, stay with her. You know, you don't have backside help. You don't have any other responsibilities. You shut her down, and we've done a good job. In the zone, it's going to take a lot of talking because they'll loop her underneath and they'll try and sneak her around in a lot of positions. And so Alicia's really got to keep our guards alert as to where she is at all times and make sure that she doesn't sneak into an open spot that we're just slow reacting to.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today, 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the historic Corn Palace. We are in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Broncos getting set to take on the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. I'm Mike Willen, call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings coming in at the women's ball game, ranked number 14 in the country. The Broncos are sitting at 14-5 on the season. They are 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings losing their last ball game the other night to Concordia by the score of 59-47. It was a case of missed opportunities for the Broncos in that ball game. As they heard the coach talk in the pregame show, Hastings missed several shots, especially in the first half of play from 2-3 feet away from the basket. Hastings fell behind and could never recover in the ball game as Concordia knocks off Hastings in the first meeting of two between those two teams, 59-47. Hastings shot just 27% in that ball game, hit 4 out of 14 from three-point range, and turned the ball over 21 times against the Bulldogs. Their opponents today in Dakota Wesleyan, they have a record of 12 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are 3-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They had a 5-game winning streak snapped on Wednesday at the hands of number 10 Northwestern. Freshman Celeste Beck paced Dakota Wesleyan in that ball game with 14 points. Whitney Clayton added 11 points and 11 rebounds. And Amanda Hart added 10 points, including 2 3-pointers. Elizabeth Lamb added 4 assists and 7 points for Dakota Wesleyan in that ball game, with the Tigers dropping a 75-62 decision to Northwestern on the Wednesday night. Second meeting of the season between the two teams as we make the turn now in the GPAC, as this season slowly but surely is slipping away from us here for the 2011-2012 season. Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan earlier this year by only 5 points at home. The score was 64-59 in that ball game. Amanda Hart had 18 points for Dakota Wesleyan. And for Hastings College, Elisa Stadler had a pretty solid ball game the first time around against Dakota Wesleyan, and she scored 17 points in the basketball game. This is the 28th meeting between Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings College in women's basketball. The Broncos have a 25-2 advantage in the all-time series, including that win earlier this year, 64-59, in the ball game played back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. So they're set to go with Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan going this afternoon at the Corn Palace here in Mitchell, South Dakota. The rest of the teams in the GPAC all played yesterday. And the scores from yesterday, Dort knocked off Midland by the score of 63-56. Concordia won a showdown with Morningside, as Concordia beat Morningside by a score of 74-65. Doan over Mount Marty, 72-64. And Northwestern over Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday, 85-51. So the conference standings as of today, Hastings currently sitting in fifth place, 2 games behind the leaders. Concordia and Northwestern each are sitting at 9-2 in the conference. Briarcliff is at 8-2. Morningside is at 8-3. And then Hastings in there at 6-4. Right on our tails, the Doan College Tigers are at 6-5. We'll see Doan on Wednesday. Mount Marty is in there at 5-6. Dakota Wesleyan is at 3-7. Dort is at 2-8. Then you've got Nebraska Wesleyan at 2-9. And Midland still winless in the conference. They are 0-10. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. We'll take a timeout, come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Playing of the national anthem as we get set to go here this afternoon from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. It's Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon, they will go with Kim Johnson, who's a 5'11" sophomore in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Johnson is averaging 8.2 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Whitney Clayton is a 5'10" sophomore from Sioux Falls. She is averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. Taylor Piper is a 5'7" sophomore out of Mitchell, South Dakota. She is averaging 6.9 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Elizabeth Lamb is a 5'7" junior out of Oneida, South Dakota. She is averaging 7.5 points and 2.8 rebounds per ball game. Then you have Brittany Hills listed as a starter today. Brittany Hills is a 5'9" junior out of Summit, South Dakota. She is averaging 5.6 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. So Amanda Hart was not given to us as a starter here today for some reason for Dakota Wesleyan, but we expect to see her in the ball game today for the Tigers. Hastings College will go with Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stadler is averaging 14 points and 8 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson is a 5'9" freshman out of Cambridge. She is averaging 4.6 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11" sophomore out of Papillion, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" sophomore out of Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. And Taz Yorg is the other starter, coming off of a bout with the flu from Wednesday night. Yorg is a 5'5" freshman out of Sydney, averaging 8.5 points and 1.7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon.
At 5 Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back doing the corn balance. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Just at the way it's 2-2 in Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan with a ball down there. They have it on the far end here at the Corn Palace. So they're trying to work it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Clayton. It goes out of bounds. So we're at 17:56 to play here in this first half. 2-2 is the score. Hastings getting a field goal from Brittany Wong. And Dakota Wesleyan getting a field goal from Kim Johnson to start off the ball game. Hastings coming to this near end. It's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball. It's going to be a man-to-man defense, actually a zone defense now for Dakota Wesleyan. They played man in the opening possession. Here's Wong, a three-pointer thrown up there. He's going to be off of the mark, no good. Ball is loose here in the lane. It's going to be picked up there by Whitney Clayton. Gets it off to a Brittany Hills. Long pass down to Florida Lamb. She drives for the hole, and it's not going to be blocked down. But a foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. And going to the free throw line is going to be Lamb for Dakota Wesleyan. So it's a 2-2 ball game, 17:31 to play. Here in the first half, the personal foul goes on Hastings. It'll go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. The team's first. Going to the free throw line will be Elizabeth Lamb. Her shot is up there and in. Dakota Wesleyan is a team that is hitting 73% of their free throws so far this season. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So now it's a 3-2 ball game as Dakota Wesleyan grabs the lead over Hastings. And it's going to be a second free throw up there by Lamb. It's up there at in. So she hits a pair of free throws, and Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings now. 4-2 is the score here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt as they bring it across the midcourt stripe there. It's Frankie Peterson with the ball to Brittany Wong over here on the wing on the right side. Gets it out now to Taz Yorick at the point. Over here on the right side to Wong, to Yorick, inside down to Alicia Stabler. To a Frankie Peterson, left side of the wing, comes back out to Taz, swings it right side now on the wing. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball, now to Taz. Taz dribbling inside, puts up a shot, it's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. So Taz Yorick taking the ball to the hole there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Dakota Wesley, and it's going to go on Brittany Hills. That's going to be her first. And the first team fouling Dakota Wesley, so now Taz Yorick goes to the free throw line here for Hastings, and her shot is up there, the shot good. Taz Yorick hits the free throw. Now it's a 4-2 ball game. Actually, a 4-3 ball game it should be. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball action here this afternoon. Taz will have one more shot here. Hastings in their black uniforms this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The second shot by Taz is going to be up there. No good, and the rebound comes down to Celeste Beck. Beck has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings will play a zone defense here against the Dakota Wesleyan, at least initially. There's a shot from the left side. It's going to be no good there by Brittany Hills. Long rebound comes out to Wong. She runs it back the other way for Hastings to the hole. She goes. Her shot's going to be no good. And the ball is brought down by Amanda Hart. So Amanda Hart did not get the start today, but she's definitely in there now, and she is definitely a threat from anywhere on the floor here. Number one in the conference in three-point shooting. She's got the ball down to deep wing right side. That's Wong right out of the face defensively. There's Kim Johnson, top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Gives it away to Hills at the free throw line. Over to Beck on the left side. Entry pass to get it inside. Here's a shot taken there by Clayton. It's no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings on the rebound. It's going to be a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, a foul goes on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first, the team second. They play it in. There's a shot off and in. All alone was Kim Johnson. Snuck in behind Alicia Stadler and scores off the inbound easily. 4 points now for Johnson in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan has got a 6-3 lead here over Hastings College early in this basketball game. And now here's a foul out here. Right at the mid-court stripe here. They're going to say no foul. They're just going to play it in on the near side. It was knocked out of bounds over there. No foul called. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball as Courtney's into the ball game now for Hastings College. It's a 6-3 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's a Taz Yorick with the ball out here at 3 points here. Toy comes across the top. That's going to be Spahn. Entry pass to get to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Piper. Piper's got the ball. Gets it away now to Celeste Beck. Here come the Tigers. They have a 3-point lead over Hastings. 6-3 is the score. Beck has got it here. To Elizabeth Lamb, comes back out to Celeste Beck out here, 25 feet away from the basket, feeds on the wing on the left side. They get it to Taylor Piper. There's a pass to the free throw line, tipped away, picked up by Beck. Gets it down low now to Pritchard. Pritchard takes it in the hole against Stadler. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball's out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Lost out of the hands of Brittany Pritchard. 15:29 to play here in the first half. It's a 6-3 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball with the early lead here over Hastings College. Here comes the Broncos back with the basketball. Now Courtney Spahn has got it. She brings it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here on the wing. On the right side, that's going to be Brittany Wong. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Dakota Wesleyan very good defensively. All of a sudden, the Tigers are allowing a league-best 35% defensive field goal percentage. They're number one, also defending the three-pointer at 26%, giving up only 60 points per ball game on defense. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Down to Melissa Thompson, who's into the ball game. Two-handed pass comes in the Coughlin corner right side to Courtney Spahn, and she can't get a shot away. A shot clock violation on Hastings College. That is a second turnover in the Broncos here in the early minutes of this ball game. 6-3 is the score. The Tigers have a 3-point lead over Hastings. Here comes Hart back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, replacing Taylor Piper. So we're 5 minutes into the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan with a 3-point lead here over Hastings. These two teams played back in December, and Hastings won by 5 points at home, 64-59. Broncos trailing here. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck gets it to Elizabeth Lamb, picked up out there by Taz Yorick. Gets it back to Beck now, brings it back out near the 10-second line of the midcourt stripe. Elizabeth Lamb on the deep wing, 9 seconds left in the shot clock. There's Beck with the ball, dumps it right side of the lane to Pritchard. Comes back out on the left wing. The harder shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. And a rebound hits the top support here above the basket. It goes out of bounds. That time Amanda Hart throws up the three-pointer from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. They skipped the pass back over to the left wing when they had the ball on the right side of the lane there. And Hart cannot knock down the tray. So Hastings College will get it coming back the other way. 6-3 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Courtney Spahn hustling into the forecourt. Goes to a Brittany Wong. Comes across the top down to Taz Yorick. Two-handed pass back to Wong here on the right wing. Trying to look inside. They get it over to Courtney Spahn. Now into Kaylee Ragoth, and she's called for the traveling violation. Third turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. So Kaylee Ragoth, who has scored 30 points in the last two ball games, is now in there for the Broncos. Here comes Sophia McDermott into the ball game now, replacing Taz Yorick. 14 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. 6-3 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan is out on top of Hastings. The Broncos now pressuring here in backcourt. That's Celeste Beck with the ball. Long pass down the floor as they get it down there. It's off of the baseline. It's up and in. Elizabeth Lamb scores as they break that Hastings College pressure easily. 8-3 is the score now. Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over the 14th-ranked Broncos here in Mitchell. There's Brittany Wong with the ball to Sophia McDermott. On the wing on the left side, goes down in the corner to Spahn. Lobs it inside to Stadler. Shot to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ragoth got the rebound, and a foul is going to be called down here. A lot of contact inside there when Alicia goes up for the shot, but no foul called. We do get a personal foul called on the rebound as Ragoth will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul goes on Katie Johnson. That's going to be her first and the team's second here in this first half. That shot for the free throw line is no good by Ragoth. Ragoth is a 60% foul shooter coming in here. She is now 12 out of 21 from the free throw line this season, averaging 4.8 points and 2.4 rebounds per game, but she's averaging 15 points per ball game in her last two. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Ragoth. So now it's a 8-4 ball game. Hastings College trailing by 4 points here early. Here's Beverly Hills with the ball. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Kim Johnson. Back to the left side of the wing. The shot is up and in. Taylor Piper. Well, they're slicing up the Bronco defense early, and Jeff Dittman is not happy in front of the Bronco bench. 10-4 is the score. Hastings down by 6 points early in this ball game. With the ball now is Laurel Zwiener is into the contest for Alicia Stadler. Out on top is Sophia McDermott trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely over there by a Beverly Hills. Moves it to Wong. Now to Sophia. Top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Leaves it down on the baseline. That's Courtney Spahn underneath the basket. Comes back out to Wong, and she's called for the steps. Brittany Wong from the wing trying to drive it into the paint. There is whistled for the traveling violation. That's four turnovers on Hastings. And now Wong comes out of the ball game. In there for Hastings is going to be Josie Schomp. So Dakota Wesleyan plays things in. There's Amanda Hart here on the near sideline. Comes back out here in the three-point territory to Kim Johnson. Feeds it inside. That's Whitney Clayton. A traveling violation is called, and Clayton, as she kind of backs up there against Laurel Zwiener. Second turnover on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ballgame. Listening to Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Corn Palace, the historic Corn Palace in Mitchell. It is 10-4. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead here over Hastings College. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. That's Courtney Spahn as they work against some pressure back here from the Tigers. Zwiener has got the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Entry pass can be intercepted. Intercepted there by Clayton. A fifth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. The Taylor Piper to the near sideline. Here's a long-range jumper by Lamb from three. No good. Offensive rebound. Hills. She falls down on the play. A traveling violation. Brittany Hills had the offensive rebound there, but fell down left side of the lane, and they spot her up with a traveling violation here. So it's a 10-4 ball game. Hastings will get it here. 12:38 to play in the first half. Zwiener has got the ball in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe down to Courtney Spahn. Dribbling on the right side of the floor. Comes out to Sophia McDermott. Top of the key. Over to Josie Schomp. Schomp to Kaylee Raggett to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Back out to McDermott. Thought about the three. Trying to dribble it inside. Can't do it. Stops. Goes on a high post. That's going to be Raggett with the ball at the free throw line. Spins. Puts up a shot. No good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up there by Taylor Piper. Piper's got it back for Dakota Wesleyan. Running back the other way. Feed to the near sideline. Kicks it back out. Johnson for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Courtney Spahn has got it now to Sophia McDermott out here in three-point territory. Swings it right side. Spahn drives the baseline. Bounce pass into the paint. It's going to be knocked away from Raggett, and the ball is going to be picked up here by Dakota Wesleyan coming back the other way. This is Whitney Clayton with the ball now, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. A foul is going to go on Hastings College here early. It's going to go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three in the Broncos. Here comes Statler back into the ball game, replacing Raggett. Also coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Cammy Breckman, replacing Courtney Spahn. So Jeff Dittman shuttling players here early. 8 minutes and 15 seconds into the first half here, and Hastings is trailing by a score of 10-4 to Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Elizabeth Lamb with the ball. Comes across the top to Brittany Hills. Hills out to Kim Johnson, down on the wing to Piper. She tries to drive it inside, and a traveling violation is called on Piper. Third turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings has got six already. 10-4, the Tigers with a four-point lead. Well, we're shuffling players on just about every dead ball. Here come four new players into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan as they will switch their lineup out there. Pritchard comes back out. Amanda Hart comes back out. So does Celeste Beck. She comes back out as well. And Katie Johnson for Dakota Wesleyan. 10-4 is the score. The Tigers have a six-point lead. There's a pass deflected away from Bruckman out of bounds. Getting her hands over there was Katie Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. So it's 10-4. Hastings will play things in. Here on the near sideline, Cammie Breckman has got it. She gets it into McDermott. Takes it to the top of the key. Brings it back to Breckman on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Stadler. She grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Finally, they get the ball inside to Alicia Stadler, and Alicia gets her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back within 4 points now. 10-6 to score. 11-11 to play here in the first half on the high post. Katie Johnson has got it. Kicks it back out. Here's Hartford three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Laurel Zwiener with the ball in backcourt. Gets it in the hands of McDermott. She races the ball into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Over to Josie Schomp. Free throw line extended left side. Comes over to Zwiener on the right baseline. Laurel's got it. Two-handed pass. Comes back out on the left wing. There's McDermott for a three. Shot good. Sophia McDermott knocks down a tray there for Hastings. And the Broncos are within one. 10-9 is the score. 10:40 to play here in the first half for Mitchell. Celeste Beck with the ball on the dribble now for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings in the zone. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McDermott at the free throw line, and then she's fouled in a play. She come racing back the other way by Celeste Beck of Dakota Wesleyan. First foul on Beck. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Here comes Clayton back in. Here comes Piper back in. Here comes Kim Johnson back in now for Dakota Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline, trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-9. McDermott with the ball out here in three-point territory to Breckland. Throws up a three-pointer from the right wing. The shot no good. Rebound Statler. Follow shot is up there no good. Rebound Statler, and she's going to be wrestled for now. We got a personal foul called. Official underneath the basket calls a personal foul there. It's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Amanda Hart. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Tigers. So Hastings College will play things in. McDermott comes way out on top to Schomp. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Tries to wrap around pass, but a traveling violation. The idea was good. Wrap around pass. They were trying to get it to Zwiener just to the left of the basket, but a traveling violation is called there on Josie Schomp. Turnover number seven on Hastings. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back the other way. 10-9 is the score. The Tigers have a one-point lead. We're halfway through this first half. Clayton with the ball. Gets it into the hands of Kim Johnson now. Johnson comes to the near sideline as Piper. Entry pass to Clayton. They work the ball around. Here's Amanda Hart for three. Shot is up there and rims off. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Comes down to Kim Johnson. Sent to the right side now to Lamb. Inside to Clayton. Her shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm by Zwiener of Hastings. And Laurel picks up her first personal foul. So under the free throw line now will be Whitney Clayton for Dakota Wesleyan. She is hitting 63% of her foul shots so far this season. She is 46 out of 72. Clayton had 11 points in the first meeting between these two teams back in December, back in Hastings. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Clayton. So it's a 10-9 ball game, and Whitney Clayton will have one more shot here for Dakota Wesleyan. As she eyes the bucket here with 9:53 to play. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Stadler, so she misses a pair of free throws. Hastings back with the ball here. Josie Schomp goes to Stadler. They get it inside to Zwiener. She puts it out there. The shot rims off. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Kim Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. Come back the other way. The Taylor Piper back with the ball. Stomps to the free throw line. Kicks it out. Now swings it left side. That's Kim Johnson. Johnson comes out here in 3 points there to Brittany Hills. Hills dribbling with the ball here. Comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Kim Johnson. Out to Clayton, top of the key. Goes to the left wing out of Hills. Back out to Clayton, top of the key. Inside the Piper, down in baseline. Driving, shooting, and missing is Johnson. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Sings. Out of pass to Sophia McDermott. Hustles back the other way. McDermott on the dribble now to hold up. Rainbow pass comes on the other side. That's a Josie Schomp with the ball. Comes down to McDermott. Goes to the elbow, right side of the wing. Pushes off now to Brackman, to Josie Schomp. Inside, down to Stadler. Goes for the basket. Her shot, no good, but she's fouled in play. Facing the ball inside now to Stadler. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Whitney Clinton of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number five on the Tigers. Now Hastings with a chance to pull ahead here. As Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line, a 70% foul shooter on the season. Stadler. Eyes the bucket, her shot is up there, and that one moves off no good. She'll get in one more. And the ball game now for Hastings is going to be a Sierra Williamson. Williamson comes in and out for Hastings, replacing Laurel Zwiener. 8:59 to play in the first half. Next shot is up there is good. So Hastings come back to tie things up at 10 points apiece. The Broncos right now on a 6-0 run after Dakota Wesleyan jumped on the Broncos early, 10-4. There's a Taylor Piper with the ball. They get it inside to Clayton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Beverly Hills, she is decked in the play. The foul is going to be called. Hills got the offensive board. Goes back up against the Broncos there. And a foul is called on Hastings. I think that's going to be Statler. Let's see. They're going to say it's a clean block as Alicia got the block. No foul called. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in on the far end. They will get things into Piper. Her short jumper is going to be no good. Now there's a foul over there on Hastings, and Piper will go to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on McDermott. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Broncos, and going to the free throw line will be Taylor Piper now for Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 2 points in the ball game. As Piper will have a couple of shots here, she was fouled in the act of shooting. Her first shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Piper will get one more. Taylor Piper is a 5'7" sophomore from Mitchell, South Dakota. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings 10 and Dakota Wesleyan 10. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Piper hits one out of two, and Dakota Wesleyan has now got an 11-10 lead over Hastings. And again, the Tigers will find some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings will bring things up. Stadler down the right sideline. Gets it into the offensive zone to Schaap. Dribbles inside to Painter. Short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Piper. Piper gets it away down to Beverly Hills. Or rather, Brittany Hills. There's a long-range jumper from the right side. No good by Amanda Hart. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Running back the other way is going to be Bruckman. Kicks it out here to Schaap. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. Her turnaround jumper is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Piper. Taylor runs her back the other way. Now for Dakota Wesleyan in the offensive zone. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane she goes. A bounce pass. It's going to be mishandled. Now we got a jump ball called. Nice bounce pass. Pritchard couldn't handle it, though. And then she's tied up in the play there by Josie Schaap of Hastings. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of DWU, so Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Schaap checks out. Here comes Brittany Wong back into the ballgame for Hastings. 8:06 to play in the first half, 11-10. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Tigers look to play things in. They throw it way out here to Hills. Brittany Hills with the ball over to Amanda Hart. To Hills, entry pass. They get it to Kim Johnson at the free throw line. Kicks it back out of the wing on the left side to Piper. Now to the elbow. Pritchard's shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong of Hastings. Long runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Over to Taz Yorick, who's back into the ball game. To Wong. They feed it inside again to Stadler. Shot is up there. It is no good, but she's called for the steps. Traveling violation is called there on Hastings. That's the eighth turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. 7:43 to play here in the first half. 11-10. Dakota Wesleyan has got a one-point lead over Hastings. Hills has got the ball now for DWU. Throws it over there on the far side. And losing the ball out of bounds was Piper. Yorick was out there for Hastings, pressuring Piper. But Taylor just took her eyes off it and went sailing right through her fingertips into the scorer's table on the far side. So a turnover on the Tigers. That's going to be their fourth. Here comes Laurel Zwiener back into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Alicia Stadler. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. It's 11-10. And now we got a double dribble violation here in backcourt on Brittany Wong. An unforced turnover there as Wong was bringing the ball up against some token pressure back there. And a double dribble violation is called on Brittany. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball as the Broncos play a zone defense here against the DWU. Here's Hills with the ball down the baseline. Comes back out to Hart. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Long rebound comes over to Kim Johnson. Johnson gets it away to Piper. Now to the right side on the wing. A three-pointer put up there and in. Brittany Hills throwing up the tray there for Dakota Wesleyan. And now the Tigers go back out on top on a score of 14-10 in the ballgame. Brittany Wong now to a Campy Bruckman. Bruckman brings the ball up the floor here for Hastings College. Gets it into the hands of a Brittany Wong. Back outside to Taz for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Kim Johnson. That baby was halfway down and rattled out of there. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball in a four-point lead. There's a Hills with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it left side to Piper. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here. Comes back around to the right wing. Amanda Hart's three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's Laurel Zwiener. Gets the ball all the way to Wong. She drives, shoots, and scores. Brittany Wong drives the distance and scores there. That's her second field goal. Four points for Brittany Wong. It's a 14-12 ball game as Dakota Wesleyan got a two-point lead. 6:18 to play here in this first half. Hills with the ball inside the free throw circle of Pritchard. Gets it back here to Hills. Her three-pointers put up and in. Brittany Hills knocks down a tray. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan has opened up a five-point lead here over Hastings. We'll take a break. 6:08 to play here in the first half. It's Dakota Wesleyan 17, Hastings 12.
The superheroes of service.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's 17-12 ball game. Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan here in women's college basketball this afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota. It's the Cammy Bruckman with the ball for Hastings. Comes over here on the right side to a Taz Yorick. Back out to Sophia McDermott. Over to Breckman. Entry pass deflected away. It's a save by Hastings. Here's a Breckman with the ball. Now to Sophia. Down to Brittany Wong. Gets it to Taz York inside now. A shot by Tweeter. No good. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Tigers. We're going to have some free throws. Going to the free throw line will be Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener goes to the charity stripe here. Celeste Beck picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Sixth team foul on the Tigers, and a shot from the free throw line is no good. So Zwiener misses on the free throw. He's a 65% foul shooter on the season coming in here. She's now 13 out of 21 from the foul line. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan 17-12 here in the first half with 5:40 remaining. There comes the next shot. It's up there and good. So Zwiener hits one out of two, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. Dakota Wesleyan comes back quickly with the ball. That's Hills with it now. Picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Entry pass, and either on a high post. The ball's knocked away from Johnson, and it's picked up by Taz. Taz York has got the ball. Comes into the forecourt now to Brittany Wong. Now a traveling violation is called on Breckman. Wong got the ball to Breckman, driving for the goal, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings. 10 turnovers on Hastings already here in the first half. The Broncos are averaging 17 in the season. They've got 10 already in the first 15 minutes of the ballgame. There's a Brittany Hills with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings College. Rainbow Bass goes to the far side. That's Elizabeth Lamb who's back in there. Comes back out to Hills. Now down on the baseline. Here's a 12-footer put up there. That's going to be no good by Piper. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It's in the lane. Recovered here by Dakota Weston. And a foul is going to be called. Gabby Breckman down there fighting for the loose ball for Hastings. Couldn't come up with it. And now a foul is called on Breckman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number six on Hastings College. Non-shooting situation. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Elizabeth Lamb lobs it inside to Clayton, who gets it away here on the wing to Katie Johnson. Comes back out here to Brittany Hills. To Piper now. Taylor Piper out here in 3 points here. Troy picked up by Yorick. Taz interface defensively. Here's a few over here to a Brittany Hills trying to get away. 15 on the shot clock. Taylor Piper at the top of the key. Drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Still won't put up the shot. Comes back out. The ball is going to be tipped away, but it's picked up here by Hills. Hills is passing to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. She goes the distance. Her layup is no good. This is the layup after getting the turnover from Dakota Wesleyan. Here come the Tigers back with the ball quickly in their offensive zone. Johnson has got it from the elbow, and shot is up and in. Katie Johnson hitting the field goal from the elbow left side of the lane, and Dakota Wesleyan has now got a 19-13 lead over Hastings with 4:13 to play. Again, the ball is deflected. Picked up here by Thompson of Hastings. Really stepped out of bounds. Thompson now gets the ball away to a Brittany Wong out here. Wong goes over on the wing on the left side. That's Taz Yorick with the ball. Taz holding, comes out now. Top of the key, that's going to be Breckman. Over to a Brittany Wong on the wing. Taz Yorick, top of the key with 5 seconds. Here's Wong, a three-pointer, jacked up from the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman, follows shot, good. Gabby Breckman on the offensive glass into the putback there for Hastings. 19-15 now. Hastings College trailing by four. Dakota Wesleyan has led this baby the entire half so far. Got out to a quick 10-4 lead over the Broncos. Entry pass to get it inside to Johnson. She drives the ball back to the hole. Laurel Zwiener scores. Katie Johnson with back-to-back field goals to Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers go back out on top by 6 points here, 21-15. Hastings with the ball. Here's Cammy Breckman on the way on the right side. Gets it out now to Brittany Wong. The Cammy, her shot for three is put up there. Off the mark, no good. Another rebound there by Dakota Wesleyan. Has got the board, gets away to Katie Johnson, and here come the Tigers now. Hills has got it, she runs it in the forecourt, curls around the defender, throws it down in the corner to Elizabeth Lamb. She brings it high on the block, gives it away here to Piper. She drives it down the paint, and shot up there. It's going to be no good. Ball jumps around the baseline, goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Dakota Wesleyan. Here come five new players in now, three for Hastings, two more for Dakota Wesleyan, and that dead ball. 2:55 to play in the first half, 21-15. Dakota Wesleyan leading 14th-ranked Hastings here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan will plant things in. Hills, free throw line, extended left side, out to Hart. Her shot for three, good. Amanda Hart at the top of the key and beyond there for Dakota Wesleyan. She knocks out her first three of the ball game. It's now a 24-15 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Here's Hastings with the ball at the free throw line. Alicia Stadler, Courtney Spahn is back into the ball game. Jump pass goes over to Wong. Out to Josie Schomp, the Stadler. Takes it back outside to Wong for three. Shot is up there, no good. Out for the rebound. It's loose, and it's brought down here by Dakota Wesleyan. Katie Johnson with a board there. Johnson gets it away now to Brittany Hills. She runs the back the other way to Amanda Hart down the near sideline. out the hills now. 3 points in. It's going to be picked up by Josie Shaw over in the wing of Lamb. Out here to a Brittany Hills. Down on the right side, Amanda Hart. Nearly lost out of bounds, but Hart picks it back up. Gets it in the hands now of Lamb. 9 seconds of the shot clock as they work against the Bronco defense. They throw it back over here. Amanda Hart for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Kim Johnson gives it back out to Lamb. Now to Hart again. Swings it left side. Brittany Hills grabs it there. They get it to the free throw line to Lamb. Back outside the ring to Johnson. Her shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Spahn. Courtney Spahn with it now for Hastings down the near sideline. 1:43 to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan leading by 8. Entry pass there. They get it to Statler. The foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be whistled there on Dakota Wesleyan. We're in the 1-1 situation now as Alicia Statler will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Kim Johnson. Boy, Dakota Wesleyan doing a good job working against the Broncos zone. Quick little short passes. They're making the Bronco defense work here this afternoon, getting some open looks with the three-point shooters outside. There's a shot from the free throw line good by Alicia Statler. She has now got 4 points in the ballgame. Alicia averaging 14.3 points per ballgame this year. That is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in scoring. Next shot is up there is good. So she bangs home a couple of free throws. And Hastings College is back to within 7 points now at 24-17. The Tigers trying to surprise the Broncos here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Piper's got the ball, not a Lamb. Lamb gives it away to Piper again. Taylor Piper dribbling out here in 3 points territory behind his screen. Now trying to penetrate the ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Brittany Wong. She takes it the rest of the way. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's fouled from behind. So a turnover on Dakota Wesleyan and then a foul here at the other end. It's going to go on Kim Johnson. That's going to be her second foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Wong. Wong has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame so far. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. She scored 13 the last time these two teams played back in December in Hastings. And the first free throw is up there for Brittany Wong. That's going to be good. Here comes Whitney Clayton back into the ballgame now for DWU at the 1:16 mark. Brittany Hills also returns after a quick breather. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Wong. So she hits a pair and the Broncos back to within 5 points. 24-19 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead in the basketball. Elizabeth Lamb on the wing, takes it down on the baseline. That's a Brittany Hills in the corner. Jump pass comes back out on top to Katie Johnson. She drives the ball against Stadler, left side of the lane. Cut off there. Johnson's in trouble. Finally gets rid of it. Now to Lamb. Gets it back to Clayton on the high post. Back out to Lamb. Moves to her left. And now a nice pass inside to Clayton, and her shot is up and in. She was trapped left side of the lane, and at the last second, found a Whitney Clayton, who was slicing down the lane, and got her the ball, and Whitney lays it in. 26-19 is the score. Hastings College with the ball, trailing here in the ball game. Here's a Courtney Spahn over to Josie Schomp. Free throw line extended left side. Schomp sends her over on the right wing. That's a Brittany Wong with it now. Comes out to Schomp at the top of the key. Josie looking to penetrate. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. It goes out of bounds, and the officials look at one another. They give the ball to Dakota Wesleyan. Another Hastings turnover. That's 11 turnovers in the Tiger, 11 turnovers in the Broncos here in the first half. 26-19 the score. We got 26.8 seconds to play until halftime here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Not a good start for Hastings here this afternoon. Brittany Hills just sitting here in backcourt watching the time tick away here. We're down to 16 seconds. No shot clock or no 10-second violation in women's basketball. Now she's going to be on the move with 10 seconds. Brittany Hills has got the ball, brings it into the offensive zone. Brittany Hills at the top of the key, goes to the free throw line. Katie Johnson drives down the lane. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in a play. Just what the doctor ordered there for Dakota Wesleyan. Katie Johnson got the field goal, and then she is fouled in a play, and she goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Dakota Wesleyan has got a 28-19 lead. A personal foul goes on Statler. That's going to be her first. But Katie Johnson goes to the free throw line and trying to give the Tigers a 10-point lead here in this first half. Katie Johnson will toe the mark here. A 78% foul shooter. Shot is up there is good. A three-point play. Hastings plays things in. Courtney Spahn with the ball. She'll watch one up from half court. It's up there. It is no good off of the iron. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College with a lot of wood to chop here in the second half of play as the Tigers have surprised Hastings College in women's college basketball here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Dakota Wesleyan 29, Hastings 19. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota here this afternoon. Hastings College is trailing Dakota Wesleyan here at the break by a score of 29-19. Dakota Wesleyan jumped on the Broncos early. In fact, got out to a 10-4 lead in this one this afternoon. Hastings College came back to tie things up at 10 points apiece. But Dakota Wesleyan then continued to maintained control of the ball game, got out to a 17-12 lead with 6:08 remaining. Led by 9 points at 24-15. And then they got a 3-point play here with 2 seconds to play in the first half. 3-point play by the Tigers. We'll give them a 10-point lead here at the halftime break. The score is 29-19. Hastings College in the first half, hitting only 5 out of 23 field goals, 21.7%. In the first half, Dakota Wesleyan is 11 out of 34. They are at 32.4%. Hastings College has hit only 1 out of 7 three-pointers for 14%. Dakota Wesleyan 3 out of 15 for 20%. On free throws, Hastings College hitting 8 out of 12 for 66%. Dakota Wesleyan 4 out of 7 for 57%. The rebounds right now, Dakota Wesleyan with a 27 to 15 advantage over Hastings in the first half, including 13-4 on the offensive end. Turnovers, officially 10 on Hastings, 10 on Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers have their biggest lead of the ball game right now at 10 points at 29-19. Hastings College had a 2-point lead early in the ball game, but other than that, it's pretty well been dominated by Dakota Wesleyan here in this first half of play, as Hastings having trouble finding the range here in the first half. It's 29-19. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings today. Scoring in the ball game for the Broncos, Brittany Wong has got 6 points in the ball game. Wong has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alicia Stadler has got 5 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, you've got Sophia McDermott. She's knocked down a 3-pointer in the first half, her only score of the ball game. Cammy Bruckman has got a field goal for 10, 1 point for Taz Yorick on a free throw. Kaylee Raggett has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts. And Laurel Zwiener is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Again, the Broncos with 19 points on the board here at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan is being led so far by Katie Johnson. Johnson is the one that had the 3-point play right there at the end of the first half. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Elizabeth Lamb has got 4 points and a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Taylor Piper on a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the line. Amanda Hart has knocked down 1 3-pointer today for 3 points. The other scores for Dakota Wesleyan, we see Brittany Hills has got a couple of 3-point field goals. She's got 6 in the ball game. And Whitney Clayton has got a field goal. She's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. But again, Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College. It is 29-19. The rest of the teams in the GPAC and women's college basketball all played on Saturday. And the scores, it was Dort over Midland by a score of 63-56. Concordia beat Morningside yesterday, 74-65. It was Doan over Mount Marty, 72-64. And Northwestern beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 85-51. So Hastings trailing here at halftime. The score is 29-19 to Dakota Wesleyan. Stick around. We've got our Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next. And Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. Back with the second half in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Josie Shump from Hershey, Nebraska. A junior transfer from Doan College, majoring in biology with a 3.64 GPA. On the court, she's appeared in all 17 games for the Lady Broncos, and in the classroom is a member of the National Honor Society, the Dean's List, and a member of the Pre-Med Club. Her hobbies include rodeo, golf, and track. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Josie Shomp. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We're at halftime of the Hastings College basketball games. Joining us now on the line, we have Dr. Dwayne Strassheim. He is a Dean Emeritus and also the Professor of English and Linguistics over at Hastings College as well. Dr. Strassheim, thank you so much for being our guest this afternoon.
Well, yes, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Dr. Strassheim, we brought you on the program as we're kind of focusing on this particular month on the Hastings College Spotlight about the J term currently going on over at Hastings College, and brought you on the program because you have an interesting, very historical perspective on things, and we want to kind of get a look on how this all got started. And with that, Dr. Strassheim, just tell us a little bit about the history of J term.
Well, it goes back a long, long way, and so do I at Hastings College. I came to Hastings College in the fall of 65. But actually, the seed was planted in 64 when we underwent a visit, an accreditation visit, by the North Central Association. That's our most important accreditation at Hastings College. They accredit our entire program, and they came in 64. That was the year before I was here. But as part of the of an accreditation visit, an accreditation team will often give a school some advice that it doesn't necessarily need to follow in order to stay accredited, but good advice for improving the institution. And basically, they told us in 1964 that we had a really strong traditional academic program, but one of the things we might consider would be something that would maybe be new and different and innovative and fresh and something that might set us apart from other strong private liberal arts colleges. So that occurred in 64, and Ted Maxon was the president of Hastings College at that time. He had come here in 1957, and he came here from the National Office of the Presbyterian Church, and he was in charge of higher education. And so he worked with all of the Presbyterian colleges, and it so happened that the very first college in the nation to adopt a J term or a 414 calendar was Florida Presbyterian in 1960, and they were just delighted with the success that they had had with it, and of course they had communicated that to Dr. Maxon, and so Dr. Maxon immediately proposed that we do that here at Hastings College, and so we debated that as a faculty. By the fall of 65, I was here as a member of the faculty, and we debated that all year from the 1965-1966 academic year. There were a lot of strong feelings expressed and so forth, and we all thought it was terribly controversial, but when it came down to it in the spring of 66, as I recall, and don't quote me on this for the exact numbers, but okay. As I recall, the vote was about 55-4 in favor of going to a 414 calendar, 4 months in the fall, 1 month in January, and 4 months in the spring. And so we voted for that, and we adopted it, and our first J term was in 1967. We were tied for sixth in the nation, if you want to think of it that way. That is, there were five other schools by then which had adopted a J term before we did, and there were several schools that adopted it in 1967 for the 1967 January term. And one of the nice ways to remember that is that the Super Bowl started in 1967 right. as well. And so this will be the 46th this is the 46th Super Bowl this year, and this is the 46th J term at Hastings College. So that's a little bit on the very early history of J term.
Once again, Dr. Dwayne Strassheim, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Dean Emeritus, Professor of English and Linguistics as well. Dr. Strassheim, we really appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight, getting that perspective on J term, and we look forward to the continued success at J term at Hastings College and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Keep it here on 1230 KHAS. When we come back, it's the second half action. Hastings College Broncos, Concordia Bulldogs on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, here this afternoon. Houston County trailing Dakota Wesleyan here at the break. The score is 29-19. And the Broncos shooting only 21.7% in the first half, 14% from 3-point territory. They're 1 out of 7. Dakota Wesleyan shooting 32% for the ball game so far, 11 out of 34. They've hit 3 out of 15 three-pointers. I guess the big story here in the first half, how dominant Dakota Wesleyan has been on the boards. 27-15. They lead Hastings College on the boards here this afternoon, including 13-4 on the offensive end. So Hastings down by 10 points here at halftime. Leading rebounders for Dakota Wesleyan so far in this ballgame, it's been Kim Johnson with 6 rebounds thus far. Then Taylor Piper and Brittany Hills got four rebounds apiece. Leading rebounder for Hastings has been Laurel Zwiener. She has got five. Alicia Stadler has got three rebounds for the Broncos. Hastings is trailing 29-19. Leading scorers in the ball game for Hastings so far, Brittany Wong has got 6 points. And the leading scorer for Dakota Wesleyan is Brittany Hills with six. So it's Hastings down by 10 points here, 29-19. Hastings coming off of a loss the other night to Concordia. That broke a four-game winning streak for Hastings College. Dakota Wesleyan had a five-game winning streak snapped on Wednesday as well when they lost to Northwestern. So the Broncos are down here at halftime. The score is 29-19. Hastings will have the opening possession of the second half. There's a three-pointer put up by McDermott around for the bat. It's going to be no good. A long rebound goes to the far sideline. It's picked up over there by Whitney Clayton of Dakota Wesleyan. So one shot and out, and Dakota Wesleyan has now got the ball for the first time here in the second half. Piper comes into the offensive zone to Elizabeth Lamb. Brings it back out to Piper, hands the ball away to a Brittany Hills. Josie Schomp getting a start for Hastings here in the second half. Hitting her out defensively. Here's Piper with the ball, now to Lamb. Elizabeth Lamb hands the ball away to Hills. Back out here to a Piper. She dribbles the ball to the top of the key. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Hills. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. With the board there is going to be Alicia Stadler. Gets it away now to a Josie Schomp. Hustles into the forecourt. Schomp has got it on the wing on the left side. There's an entry pass to get it into Stadler, and the foul is going to be called. Nice pass by Schomp as they get the ball right to Alicia Stadler, cutting for the hole. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Piper. That's going to be a first. First foul on Piper, the first team foul on Dakota Wesleyan here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. They get it to a Cammie Breckman, who gets the start here in the second half. Out to Schomp, now to Sophia McDermott. Rainbow pass goes over to Schomp, drives the baseline, tries to dump it away, and the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Here comes Piper back with the ball now for DWU. Gets it out to Hills, now to Piper, down to Brittany Hills again. As they're working out here beyond the three-point circle, they get it to Lamb. Dribbles to the free throw line, throws it over here to Brittany Hills, takes it inside the free throw circle, gives away to Lamb. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Stadler. Outlet pass here to McDermott. Hastings with a two-on-two break now as McDermott drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Clayton for Dakota Wesleyan. Still a 10-point ball game, 29-19. Back with the ball is Hills. Comes over here on the wing on the left side to Kim Johnson. Out of Hills, down on the baseline, picked up by Brown of Hastings. Out to Johnson, they work it back around the three-point circle here. To the right wing, Lamb has got the ball. Comes across the top to Hills, down on the baseline. Here's a jumper by Piper, no good. Rebound Stadler, outlet pass again to McDermott. Long pass down the floor to Josie Schomp, shot good. Schomp scores 29-21. Hastings College now within 8 points here in the second half. Broncos will being their man, actually a zone defense here. Zone defense as Lamb has got it back out to Piper. Entry pass to get it to Lamb again. She dribbles over on the wing on the left side. Out to Hills. They get it inside to Clayton. Works against Zwiener. Shot is up there. There's no getting. A foul is going to be called. Laurel Zwiener is going to be hit with a personal foul there for Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in this second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Whitney Clayton now for Dakota Wesleyan. Clayton has got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. Missed a couple of free throws in the first half, but she nails that one. And Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings now with a score of 30-21. And the Tigers have not had too much success against Hastings College in women's college basketball. Hastings holding a 25-2 advantage in the all-time series over the Tigers. There's a second shot that's going to be up there in the end by Clayton. So she hits a pair of free throws. And again, Dakota Wesleyan is got a 10-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. There's McDermott right at the midcourt stripe, gets it away. Now we got an over and back violation. McDermott was trapped right here at the midcourt stripe, trying to go to Alicia Stadler, and an over and back violation is called on Hastings. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. 31-21, Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over 14th-ranked Hastings this afternoon. There's Hills with the ball. Brittany Hills with it on the dribble. Comes over here on the wing to a Whitney Clayton. Comes across the top again to Johnson. Over on the left side to Hills. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Breckman of Hastings. Going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's a Katie Johnson. She will trigger things in for DWU. Right in front of the basket, they get it to a Piper. Now down in the baseline, there's a short jumper put up there by Clayton. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Again, it's Sophia McDermott. Long pass down to four. They get it to Josie Schaap, and her shot no good. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Piper. Taylor Piper has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan, and she brings it back on the dribble for the Tigers. Comes over on the wing to Hills. Hills brings it back to Piper, left side. Now back out to Hills in three-point territory. Picked up there by McDermott of Hastings. There's an entry pass to get it to Clayton in the lane. First shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Comes to the near sideline. It's picked up there by Hills of Dakota Wesleyan. Hills gets it back out here in three-point territory to Hart. Back to Hills, and now a kicking violation is called on Hastings. A kicking violation there on the Hastings College. Zwiener is going to come out. Here comes Sierra Williamson. End of the ball game now for Hastings College. 16:44 to play in this basketball game. It's 31-21. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. A pass in bouncing can be deflected out of bounds. Schaap knocks the ball away from a Brittany Hills out here in three-point territory. And now DWU will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. With a 10-point lead, 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Hills has got it. Comes back outside. That's going to be Taylor Piper with the ball. Piper now to Amanda Hart for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Hills. She falls down. The ball is going to be picked up here by Piper. So Piper has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan outside to a Johnson. Brings it back to Piper. Picked up by Schaap out here right at the top of the three-point circle. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out here. Brittany Hills has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. She lobs it to the elbow to Clayton. Hands it back to Hills. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Picked up there by Breckman. Back outside to Johnson. Entry pass to Clayton. Her shot over Sierra Williamson is good. Whitney Clayton scoring. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 12-point lead over Hastings. It's 33-21. 4 minutes into the second half. And a traveling violation has been called here on Sophia McDermott. On the wing, McDermott is hit with a traveling violation. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Broncos really struggling in the basketball game here this afternoon. 15 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the game. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 33, Hastings 21.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball, rather Hastings College basketball coming your way today. You're on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion in Hastings College and find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos with 21 points on the board. We got 15 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the game today. Hastings is hitting 6 out of 27 for the field right now for 22%. We are 1 out of 8 on three-pointers for 12.5%. Dakota Wesleyan not much better. They're hitting 28% from the field and 17% from three-point territory. But it's the Tigers with a 12-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game now, 33-21. There's a pass to Clayton. They work it back outside to Lamb, down to the free throw line. A jumper is put up there, no good by Johnson. Johnson gets her own rebound, goes back up. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the foul is called. Johnson got her own rebound, and right there was Alicia Stadler with the block, but also picks up the personal foul. That's two fouls now on Alicia Stadler. Going to the free throw line will be Johnson for the Tigers. Katie Johnson with 7 points in the ball game. She's the one that had that three-point play right at the end of the first half, and now she nails a free throw. She's two out of two from the stripe. Here comes Amanda Hart back into the ball game for the Tigers. Brittany Hills will come to the bench. Here comes Kaylee Raggett into the ball game for Hastings, replacing Sierra Williamson. 34-21, Dakota Wesleyan with a 13-point lead over Hastings. As Katie Johnson will have another one. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose and it's picked up by Statler in the lane. Statler gets the ball away now to Sophia McDermott. On the dribble, back for Hastings. Over to Brittany Wong, who's back into the ball game. Wong comes across the top. That's Breckman with the ball. Now to Brittany Wong again. Brings it back to Breckman on the wing on the right side. Cammy Breckman takes it to the free throw line. Out to Statler. 15-footer is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound underneath the hole and losing the ball out of bounds for Hastings with Breckman. So Alicia stepping away from the basket there. She could not convert. 34-21. Hastings down by 13 points as we approach the 15-minute mark here in the second half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. That's Amanda Hart out here in three-point territory. Good defense by Sophia McDermott. Gets it out in the hands of Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb down to Celeste Beck. Beck picked up there by Wong. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Johnson. Johnson kicks it out here to Lamb. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. Hastings College will play things in. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson comes in. Going out will be Bruckman. Hastings coming in here 14-5 on the season. They are 6-4 in the conference. Two games behind the conference leaders in Concordia and Northwestern. We can ill afford to drop one on the road here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan 12-8. They're 3-7 in the conference. They've got a 13-point lead here over Hastings. It's 34-21. Frankie Peterson now working against the zone defense of Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has not shown an ability to hit the shot today, so they go zone. There's a long-range jumper by McDermott. No good. Rebound Hart. Amanda Hart gets it away now to Celeste Beck down the near sideline to Elizabeth Lamb. Back outside to Hart. Swings it left side to Beck. Back entry pass knocked away from Clayton, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Peterson. Turnover number 11 on Dakota Wesleyan. Frankie Peterson comes back. They get it to McDermott here on the near sideline. Nice pass inside. They get it to Stadler. Shot up there no good, but she's fouling the play. That's going to be Clayton. Clayton picks up the personal foul there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler. Stadler has got 5 points in the ballgame thus far. She is 3 out of 4 on free throws. And her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Stadler is a 70% foul shooter on the season. 34-22 now. Hastings is trailing by a dozen as Alicia Stadler will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. So Stadler hits a pair. And Hastings back to within 11 points now at 34-23. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. That's Taylor Piper now. Piper comes out here to Brittany Hills, who's back into the ball game, to Pritchard. That second unit back in there now for Dakota Wesleyan. And there's a turnover. The ball's going to be intercepted here by Frankie Peterson. Peterson runs it back the other way. There's a pass to Taz York, and it sounds up at him. Peterson gets the assist. Taz York gets the field goal. And the Broncos are back to within single digits now. 34-25 with 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the ball game. And now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Tigers want to call a timeout. 13:37 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 34, Hastings 25.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 34-25 is the score now as Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings. It was 29-19 at halftime. Hastings College will be back at home on Wednesday night. Hastings will play the Doane College Tigers for the second time this season. 6 o'clock for the men's contest. 6 o'clock for the women's contest on Wednesday. 8 o'clock for the guys. Airtime will be at 5:45 here on 1230 KHNS. And then next Saturday, Briar Cliff will be in town. Slight time change for the ball games next Saturday. The men will go first at 1 o'clock on next Saturday with the women's game to follow at 3. That's to allow Jake Marvin to attend some educational ceremonies in Omaha next week. So the men will go first at 1 next Saturday with the women to go at 3 o'clock against Briar Cliff. Will be on there next Saturday with a pregame show at 12:45. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. The Tigers still with a 9-point lead, 34-25 over Hastings. There's a pass down on the baseline to Piper. Her shot over Stadler is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by DW. Hills' shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Out with a pass to get it to Brittany Wong. She drives for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. So Hastings now getting the outlet. And the two guards and Sophia McDermott and Brittany Wong have had some opportunities down there. That time a personal foul is going to be called on Piper. Taylor Piper picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Tigers. So Brittany Wong to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 6 points so far. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Wong now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Here comes Clayton back into the ball game. Whitney Clayton comes in. And going out for the Tigers is going to be Brittany Pritchard. Brittany Wong to the free throw line again. Her second shot is up there. She buries that one. So a couple of free throws there by Hastings. And the Broncos within 7 points now at 34-27. Here comes Dakota Wesley back with the ball. That's a Brittany Hills with it now over on the wing on the left side. They get it to Taylor Piper. She holds it there against the Wong of Hastings. Comes out here in the 3 points there. It's way to Hills, now to Clayton. Over here on the near sideline, Kim Johnston. Entry pass to get it to Lamb. Her short jumper is up there, no good. Offensive rebound to Johnson. Kicks it back out to Clayton here on the baseline right side. Clayton spins, can't put up a shot. They get it to Lamb. Now back outside to Hills. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick. She runs back the other way. Over to Brittany Wong, down in the corner. Now out here to a Josie Shop. Entry pass to get it inside to Statler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. As Statler misses the easy one. Now we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go in backcourt on Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Raggett. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. 34-27. Dakota Wesleyan with a 7-point lead over Hastings here in the second half. Taylor Piper with the ball out here in 3 points here. It's way down in the corner. Johnson for three. Shana's up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out. It goes to the far sideline. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch here by Peterson of Hastings. Peterson was going after it with a Taylor Piper, and Frankie was the last to touch it to give it to DWU. So Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Hills has got it now to Piper. Back out to Hills out here in 3 point territory. Behind the screen, comes across the top to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb holds it. There's an entry pass to Clayton at the free throw line. Flips it back out here to Piper at the top of the key. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Kim Johnson. Comes back out on the left wing, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. As she tried to deflect the ball away from Brittany Hills. Peterson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 in the Broncos here in the second half. This is a non-shooting situation, so the Tigers will play things in on the far sideline. Elizabeth Lamb will get it into a Brittany Hills. 34-27, Dakota Wesleyan with a 7-point lead over Hastings. There's a Dakota Wesleyan entry pass. They get it to Lamb. Dumps it down low. Clayton can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on the Tigers. Turnover number 13 on Dakota Wesleyan. Now Hastings will play things in. The Tigers going to attack here in backcourt. There's a Frankie Peterson with the ball for Hastings. Gets it to Statler here in backcourt. Gets it into the offensive zone now. That's a Frankie with the ball. Peterson gets it away. Now to Brittany Wong. She's trapped along the near sideline. Gets away. Pass comes over here on the left side. It's long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Taz Yorick. And now we got a foul called. Taz throws up a quick three over here from the left wing that would not go. And a personal foul is going to be called inside on Statler of Hastings. That's going to be your third. So now Alicia Statler with 3 personal fouls here in this ball game. We got 11:29 to go. ...34-27, Hastings College down by 7 points. Hills has got it now for Dakota Wesleyan to Amanda Hart. Now to Hills again. Moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane to Amanda Hart. Elizabeth Lamb down on the baseline. Clayton has got it there. Works against the Kaylee Raggett. Back outside to Hills. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Alicia Statler dribbling with the ball. Now sends it to a Frankie Peterson. Hustles into the forecourt. Peterson stops on the wing. Comes out to Statler. Back down in the corner. Brittany Wong has got her pass deflected out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Wong. Well, Brittany Wong with a turnover there on Hastings. That's the 14th turnover in the Broncos. Brittany checks out. Here comes McDermott back into the ballgame. 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the game. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon, 34-27. The Broncos still hitting under 22% from the field here in this ballgame this afternoon, 21.9. Here's Dakota Wesleyan with the ball again in their offensive zone. Piper comes over here on the wing to Amanda Hart, covered there by Haley Raggett. Back outside to Hills. Entry pass to get it to Clayton. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down to Clayton again. Now we got a foul called. Boy, the Broncos standing around defensively. Being absolutely taken apart on the rebounding numbers here this afternoon. Personal foul is going to be called on Kaylee Raggett. That's going to be her second. Hastings getting out rebounded in this ball game, 41-24, including 20-4 right now on the offensive end. There's an entry pass right off the inbound. An easy field goal there by Katie Johnson. She's now got 10. And Dakota Wesleyan is back out by 9 points at 36-27. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Gets to the Laurel Sweeter. Now to McDermott. Drives it down the lane. Throws it down in the corner. That's Taz Yorig with it now. Taz brings it to the elbow. Her pass deflected. Picked up by Courtney Spahn. Two-handed pass goes back to McDermott. In three-point territory. Entry pass is going to be over the head of Courtney Spahn. Another turnover on Hastings. Here comes Piper back the other way. Now we got a foul called. Nope, double dribble. 15 turnovers on Hastings. That's the 14th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers have the lead over Hastings. It is 36-27 with 9:58 to play. And the Broncos again want to burn another timeout. Hastings calls another timeout here. 9 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 36, Hastings 27.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
NFL playoffs continue this afternoon. Baltimore just taking care of the Houston Texans. Final score 20-13. So Baltimore, the Ravens will move on. Game coming up later on this afternoon. You've got the Packers playing at home against the New York Giants. Baltimore winning over Houston today by a score of 20-13. Games yesterday in the NFL playoffs. You had the San Francisco 49ers in a wild affair over the New Orleans Saints. They won in their ball game. Final in that one was 36-32, 49ers. Then last night, New England took apart the Denver Broncos, 45-10. Women's college basketball here this afternoon from Mitchell, South Dakota. Hastings is trailing Dakota Wesleyan today, 36-27 with 9:53 to play as Hastings brings the ball back to their offensive zone. Hastings is trailing in the contest. Here's a Frankie Peterson with the ball at the top of the key. Comes over here to McDermott. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And another rebound for Dakota Wesleyan. That's Katie Johnson with the board. Gets it into the hands of Celeste Beck. Comes into the forecourt to Amanda Hart. Here's Beck again. Back to Hart on the wing. On the left side, picked up by McDermott of Hastings. Bombs it back out here to Celeste Beck. Picked up there by Taz Yorg of Hastings. Katie Johnson comes over here to Whitney Clayton. Into the hands of Taylor Piper. 9 seconds left from the shot clock. Piper dribbling with the ball, looking, comes across the top to Beck, bombs it down here on the baseline to Johnson. John is up there and in. Katie Johnson scores a short jump around from the right baseline from about to 10 feet away. And Dakota Wesleyan has got a 38-27 lead over Hastings with 9 minutes to play in the ballgame. The Broncos with only 27 points on the board right now. Wow. Here's Hastings with it. That's Frankie Peterson. Comes out here to Taz. Taz brings it to McDermott. Out to Frankie Peterson again on the near sideline. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Zwiener goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. She is fouled here with the clock stopped at the 8:45 mark. The foul is going to go on to Katie Johnson. That's going to be her second. Zwiener to the free throw line for the Broncos. Eyes to the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot good. Zwiener now 2 out of 3 from the line. Here comes that rotation again for Dakota Wesleyan. When they sub 4 or 5 players at a time here. For their head coach. Here's the next shot. It's going to be up there and in by Laurel Zwiener. So she hits a pair of free throws. Jason Christensen, the head man there for Dakota Wesleyan, playing a lot of folks here. 38-29. The Broncos back within 9 points. Dakota Wesleyan keeping the pressure on here. Hitting some key shots down the stretch. Brittany Hills has got it out here in 3 points territory. Picked up by Wong, or rather by McDermott now, who's into the ball game. There's an entry pass to get it inside to Pritchard. Back out to Hart. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped around and another offensive rebound. Pritchard has got it down in the corner. And now we got a foul called here on Josie Schaumpf. Josie picks up her first. The Broncos absolutely getting manhandled on the boards today. Dakota Wesleyan out rebounding Hastings at this point, 44-24, including 22-4 on the offensive end. That was an offensive rebound there. And now Brittany Pritchard will go to the free throw line. Being fouled by Schomp. Pritchard has not scored so far in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. She is the best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 87% of her free throws, and she knocks down one right there. And Dakota Wesleyan back out to their halftime lead of 10 points, 39-29. They've led by as many as 12 so far here in the ball game. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. Brittany Pritchard hits a pair of free throws, and it is now a 40-29 ball game. As Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead, pressure by the Tigers here in backcourt. McDermott, two-handed pass. They get it into the forecourt now. Hastings with the ball. That's Josie Schomp. Bounce pass down low. They get it to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. There's no give, but she's hacked on the arm. And Zwiener again will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Dakota Wesleyan, and the foul goes on Pritchard. That's going to be her first. So Laurel Zwiener goes to the free throw line. And her first free throw is up there. It's going to be good. Zwiener now 4 out of 5 on free throws here today. Hastings College is a team, 14 out of 18. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Zwiener again hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos again climbed within single digits here at 40-31. Just by the 8-minute mark here in this second half from the Corn Palace in Mitchell this afternoon. Elizabeth Lamb with the ball, now to Piper. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Gets back to the free throw line to Pritchard. She drives the ball against Zwiener. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And it's going to be lost off of the hands of Pritchard out of bounds. Nice play there by Laurel Zwiener getting the block. And then Pritchard went after it and lost it out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. The ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan will be Johnson. She will check back in. Here comes Whitney Clayton coming back into the ball game now for the Tigers. 7 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the game. Hastings is trailing 40-31. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney comes to Laurel Zwiener here in backcourt. Working against the pressure. Now to Courtney Spahn. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now on the attack. Goes over to Taz Yorick. Two-handed pass goes inside to Zwiener. Back out of the three-point territory. That's McDermott. Her shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Lamb. Lamb gets it away now. They get it to Brittany Hills into the forecourt to Piper. Now to Hills again. Swings it left side. That's going to be Lamb with the ball. Comes over here to Piper in a traveling violation. As Taylor Piper tried to drive it to the hole, she's calling for the traveling violation. 15 turnovers now on the Tigers. Hastings with 15 turnovers. It's 40-31. Dakota Wesleyan with a 9-point lead over Hastings here in the second half. Now coming into the ball game for the Broncos is going to be Statler as she returns. Coming out will be Schomp. So Hastings will go with Laurel Zwiener and Alicia Statler in the ball game now. Courtney Spahn, Sophia McDermott, Taz Yorick also on the floor for head coach Jeff Dittman. Here's Taz driving the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball being battered around. It's picked up by Zwiener. Her shot from right in front of the hole is going to be no good. Hastings again misses an easy one. And the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan. 7 minutes to play. Hastings trailing by 9 points here in the ball game. There's a Dakota Wesleyan. They pound it inside. That's a Whitney Clayton. Goes down in the corner. There's a shot taken by Hills for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Clayton goes back up. Her shot no good. Alicia Statler saves the ball and knocks it off with a leg of Katie Johnson out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Broncos are trailing by 9 points. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. 6:40 to play in the ball game. Got the men's contest coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. McDermott deep in the corner on the left side. Brings it out here in the three-point territory. Top of the key. Comes over to Courtney Spahn. Now to Taz Yorick. Inside to Statler. Shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. So Hastings now working against the zone defense of Dakota Wesleyan. And they got the ball right where they wanted to. And they hack Alicia Statler on the arm. And now Alicia will go to the free throw line here. She was fouled by Whitney Clayton of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. So Statler goes to the free throw line. She's got 7 points in the ball game today. And she knocks down her free throw there. She's got only one field goal today in this ball game. 6 free throws. So Statler has got 8 points for Hastings. And now she'll prepare to add another one right here with 6:26 to play. Next shot is up there is good. So Hastings now trailing by 7 points, 40-33. With 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play as they come back the other way. Brittany Hills has got it for Dakota Wesleyan on the high post to Kim Johnson. Hands it back to Hills now. Picked up there by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Now a double team and a timeout is called. And a double team over there on Brittany Hills. And now the timeout is called there by Dakota Wesleyan head coach Jason Christensen. So we've got a timeout, 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 40, Hastings 33.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 40-33 the score. Hastings is down by 7 points. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play as Dakota Wesleyan works with the ball here. They pounded inside, driving down the lane is Katie Johnson. She won't go up for the shot there against Zwiener. 3 seconds in the shot clock. Here's Lamb driving the ball in the hole, and a shot blocked out of bounds there. Blocked out of bounds by Zwiener again. That's her second block here in the past couple of minutes. Ball was knocked out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Hastings because of the shot clock violation. Oh, now they're going to give it to Dakota Wesleyan. So the Tigers, with 1 second left in the shot clock, will play things in. That's Hills looking to get it in. She does way out here and just throws up a shot. That's Johnson throwing up a three-pointer that does not draw iron. Now they got the shot clock violation. So they gave 1 second on the shot clock there, and Katie Johnson out here in 3 points. Troy is off balance, just kind of threw up something there, would not draw iron. So Hastings will get it on the violation. Broncos are down by 7 points here. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play. They go to Wesleyan on a zone press, and now they drop back a little bit into a zone defense. Down in the corner, there's Courtney Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound, and it's going to come all the way out into the midcourt stripe there. And now we got another horn that sounds. Hastings got the rebound as McDermott had it out here at the midcourt stripe. That was a three-pointer attempted there by Courtney Spahn from deep in the left corner. That was no good, but the long rebound comes out near the midcourt stripe that was grabbed there by McDermott, and the horn sounds again. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. In the basketball game, Hastings is trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 40-33. And I got things taken care of over here at the scorer's table, and Hastings will play things in. So 40-33, Broncos trailing by 7 points. Zone defense here for Dakota Wesleyan. McDermott comes over to Spahn. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Back outside. That's Taz for three. Shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Ball being swatted around. Picked up by Zwiener. Follow shot. No good. Misses that one. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Shot's blocked down. So now Hastings with the height in there. Battling on the boards now with Dakota Wesleyan. Getting a couple of opportunities right there. They couldn't convert. But now Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line again. The foul is going to go on Whitney Clayton. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 7 on the Tigers. Shooting situation for Stadler. Shot is up there, and the shot good. So Hastings climbing back into this thing, shooting some free throws down here. Alicia Stadler has now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings College. It's 40-34. Dakota Wesleyan with a 6-point lead. Here comes the second shot by Stadler. That one's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Amanda Hart. So it's now a 40-34 ball game. Hastings back within 6 points, is as close as they've been in a while. Taylor Piper has got it on the wing on the right side. Now dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Picked up there by McDermott. Entry pass. Taz knocks it away. Picked up by Elizabeth Lamb. Back outside to Hart for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Piper. Follow shot is up there. It's good. Taylor Piper, the offensive board and the putback. She has now got 5 points in the ball game. It's 42-34. They go to Wesley with a lead. Courtney Spahn with the ball. Now to McDermott. Dribbles to the free throw line, dumps it down, low to Stadler, and the shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 12 points in the contest, 42-36. Again, Hastings College is within 6 points here in this late in the second half. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. There's the ball tipped away from Katie Johnson at the free throw line, picked up by Piper. Piper comes out to Johnson now, comes across the top to Amanda Hart, dribbles to the free throw line, running one-hander down the lane, shot no good. Rebound Taz York for Hastings. Taz runs it down the near sideline, has a two-on-three. Yard will stop at the free throw line. Out to Alicia Stadler. Back out to Taz. Top of the key. Swings to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It's going to be picked up by Stadler. Takes that one away from Clayton. Hastings with an offensive board. Back out to Taz for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick nails the three-pointer. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings within three. 42-39 with 3:52 to play in the ball game. Elizabeth Lamb has got it. Comes out to Amanda Hart. Swings to the left side now. To Piper. Taylor Piper has got it. She works against McDermott of Hastings. Piper falls down in a traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on Taylor Piper. She just falls down with the ball over there. And Hastings will play things in right in front of the Dakota Wesleyan bench. So Hastings has come from 12 points down here in the second half to pull within three right now at 42-39. Still plenty of time left on the clock. We're at 3:38 as we come into the offensive zone here on this possession. They lob it back inside to Stadler, and a shot is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scoring there for Hastings. That's now a 42-41 ball game. We got 3:26 to play. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball, and now we've got a timeout called here from the Tigers. So Hastings all of a sudden getting the ball inside to Stadler. That was not there earlier in this ball game, and for some reason it's opening up there, and Hastings is threading the needle, getting it inside to Alicia Stadler, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point. We've got a timeout, 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, it's Dakota Wesleyan 42, Hastings 41.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Rocco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. If you just joined, you fell behind early. Right out of the gate, he trailed 10-4. It was 29-19 in favor of Dakota Wesleyan at halftime here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan got out to a 12-point lead here in the second half. Hastings College has battled back. It was an 11-point lead in the second half at 38-27 with 9 minutes to play. And Hastings has battled back here. They're on a 14. Let's see, it was 38-27. But Hastings College on a run here late in this ballgame to pull within 1 point at 42-41. They go to Wesleyan with the ball. Clayton at the free throw line. Down to Brittany Hills. Left side to Taylor Piper. Entry pass again. Here's a jumper put up there by Lamb. That's going to be a good rebound. Comes down to Zwiener. Long pass down the floor. They get it to McDermott. She catches up with it. Now we'll have to hold up here. Sends it inside to Stadler. Shot is up there and in. Nice pass there by McDermott. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. And the Broncos have their first lead of the ball game at 43-42. And it occurs with 2:49 to play. Hastings now with a steal. Here's Zwiener getting a steal there at the free throw line. A turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. So now Hastings with the ball and a 1 point lead. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. A timeout here for Hastings. The Broncos have reclaimed the lead. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings had one lead in the first half. And now they have their first lead here in the second half as we approach the two-minute mark. 2:40 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. Hastings 43, Dakota Wesleyan 42.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Corden Palace, the historic Corden Palace in Mitchell is 43-42. Hastings College has come back from 11 points down here in the second half. It's now a 43-42 ball game. Jeff Dittman calling the timeout. Boy, Dakota Wesleyan has only scored 4 points in about the last 7 minutes of play here. Hastings has outscored Dakota Wesleyan 16-4. In the past couple of minutes. And now the Broncos have a one-point lead at 43-42. Hastings able to get the ball inside to Alicia Stadler. Things have opened up inside. There's Courtney Spahn going for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Courtney works the baseline and scores. That's her first field goal. Hastings now leading by a score of 45-42. 2:23 to play here in the basketball game. Lamb has got it on the wing. Lamb comes across the top. His tip is picked up by Piper. Piper comes to the near sideline to Hills. Hills back outside. That's a Piper with the ball. Over to Hills over here on the wing. Hastings now in his own defense again. Piper entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Taz Yorick at the free throw line, and Hastings has the ball. That's going to be turnover number 18 on Dakota Wesleyan. 45-42, Hastings with a three-point lead. 2 minutes to play. There's a cross-court pass that could be intercepted there. Taz Yorick, now we got a foul called. Taz sends it across court, trying to get it to Courtney Spahn. The ball was intercepted, and now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Spahn as he tries to grab the ball over there. That's going to be the first foul on Courtney. That's team foul number 8 on Hastings, so we're going to walk to the other end of the floor here for some free throws. Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line. Johnson is 78% foul shooter on the season for DWU. She will have a 1-1 here. The Tigers are down by 3 points, and the shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Dakota Wesleyan, and the follow shot is up and in. They get the field goal there. That's going to be Hills, I think, got the field goal. A tip try there by Dakota Wesleyan. And that's now a 45-44 ball game. And now the Broncos turn the ball away. Here's Lamb coming back the other direction. Now to Kim Johnson outside the ring to Hills. Hills brings it over here on the wing to a Piper. Piper now to Hills again. It's a 45-44 ball game. And now we've got a timeout. The Tigers want to call a timeout here. 1:24 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 45, Dakota Wesleyan 44.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
What a ball in regulation here this afternoon. 45-44, Hastings College holding on to a one-point lead here in the women's ball game. Got the men's encounter coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Alicia Stadler now leading the way for the Broncos in scoring. She's got 16 points in the ball game. 8 of those have come from the free throw line. Leading scorer for Dakota Wesleyan so far in this one is Katie Johnson. She has got 12 points, but Hastings turning the ball away on their last possession. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball with a minute and 24 seconds to play in this ball game. It's 45-44. Hastings coming from 10 points down at halftime to grab the lead. And the Tigers had an 11-point lead in the second half, but Hastings has battled back because of the inside game there of Zwiener and also Alicia Stadler. Now Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball back, trailing by 1 point. They got the ball in their offensive zone in the near sideline. Brittany Hills has got it out here. She works against Sophia McDermott, who stays in the ball game. Hills drilling on the ball, sends it now to the top of the key to Johnson. Entry pass to get it inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. Katie Johnson goes up for the shot there, and Laurel Zwiener gets the block for Hastings. And the Broncos have it now back the other way with a minute to play. 45-44. That's the third block shot of the ball game for Laurel Zwiener, and it occurs at a great time for the Broncos. Hastings with the ball now back in their offensive zone. Courtney Spahn. Hastings will spread the floor. That's a McDermott over here on the wing on the right side. Pass comes out to a Taz Yorick. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Taz, bounce pass right side. McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Stadler had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Amanda Hartz. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball now with 37 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's a Hills running it across the midcourt stripe, picked up by McDermott of Hastings. It's 45-44. Broncos have a one-point lead. They go to Wesleyan with the ball. It's a Hills. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Hart for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Amanda Hart hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. Here's Taz Yorick driving back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Taz Yorick, she wasn't fazed by the three-pointer there by Amanda Hart. Taz just took off and went to the hole and scored for Hastings. And we have a tie ball game just like that. 47-47 is the score. That was 16 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. 16.5 seconds to play in regulation. It is Hastings 47, Dakota Wesleyan 47.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are longstanding values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
So Amanda Hart hit a three-pointer there for Dakota Wesleyan to give the Tigers the lead. Taz Yorick then took off for the Broncos after the inbound of the ball and just sailed right down the floor there and got a driving layup to tie things up now at 47. We got 16.5 seconds to play in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan will have the possession here. And the arrow, the possession arrow, in case of a jump ball, pointing in favor of DWU. Hastings with 18 fouls here in the second half. Dakota Wesleyan has got seven. The Tigers will inbound here in the backcourt. So 16.5 seconds to play. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball here in backcourt. They get it to Hills. Hills runs it into the forecourt, comes over in front of the Tiger bench. We'll call it timeout now. So they get it into the offensive zone. They used up 4 seconds. We're down to 12.1 seconds to play. And now Dakota Wesleyan will try to set something up that's going to get some points on the scoreboard here. 12.1 seconds to play. We'll take a break. Hastings 47, Dakota Wesleyan 47.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, Hastings College trying to stave off defeat here this afternoon. 47-47 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan will have the ball in their offensive zone with 12.1 seconds to play. Tigers leading at halftime 29-19. Neither team has shot the ball well today. Hastings at 27%. Dakota Wesleyan at 26%. But it's going to come down to this final 12 seconds here. 12.1 seconds to play. It'll be Elizabeth Lamb to inbound the ball right in front of the Tiger bench. So Lamb has got the ball, looking to get it in. She does to Hills. Hills picked up out here by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Over on the right side, it's Johnson with the ball. Entry pass to get it into Lamb there. To Kim Johnson back outside to Hills. Her shot for three is good. Brittany Hills nails the three with 1.7 seconds to play. And now they had the coach was out on the floor hugging Brittany Hills. And Hastings was looking to inbound the ball here. And 1.7 seconds still left on the clock. The coach was out on the floor hugging Brittany Hills. And that could, is that going to be a technical or not? The officials discussing things here. We still got 1.7 seconds to play. No technical foul called. Hastings will inbound the ball. Now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. The coach was out on the floor hugging Brittany Hills as if Dakota Wesleyan had won the ball game. And the officials say, hey, wait a minute, we got time left. We got 1.7 seconds to play. And Hastings has called the timeout here. So we'll take another quick break. It's now Dakota Wesleyan 50, Hastings 47.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
I drove it out when Hastings had already called that timeout quickly from the bench with 1.7 seconds to play, and then their head coach went out and was prematurely celebrating there, and bounce pass comes in here to McDermott. Her shot from long range is hits the front of the iron, no good. That shot from 35 feet away as Hastings played it in. Sophia McDermott can't throw up the shot, goes through the hole, it hits off the front of the iron, no good. And Dakota Wesleyan has upset Hastings here this afternoon in women's college basketball. Brittany Hills hitting a three-point field goal with 1.7 seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings this afternoon. Final score, the Tigers 50, Hastings 47. Back with a recap after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Dakota Wesleyan upsets Hastings here this afternoon in women's college basketball. The final score is 50-47. The winning basket, Brittany Hills with 1.7 seconds to play, a three-pointer by Dakota Wesleyan from the left wing. And Dakota Wesleyan knocks off Hastings for only the third time in the school's history this afternoon. They beat Hastings 50-47. The last second shot by Sophia McDermott hits off of the front iron. That was no good from about 35 feet away. And Dakota Wesleyan, who really led the ball game most of the way here this afternoon, survives, and they beat Hastings 50-47. Tigers got out to a quick 10-4 lead over Hastings. The Broncos came back to tie things up at 10 points apiece. Dakota Wesleyan had a 10-point lead at halftime, 29-19. Stretched the lead to 11 at 38-27 with 9 minutes to play in the basketball game. But Hastings then going on a 16-4 run to grab the lead with 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play at 43-42. We were tied up at 47 points apiece. And then it was Brittany Hills following a timeout, hitting the three-pointer with 1.7 seconds to play to give Dakota Wesleyan the lead. Hastings had one last chance. Sophia McDermott's shot was no good, and that's the ball game. And the Broncos fall here this afternoon to Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 50-47. The Broncos dropped to 14 wins and 6 losses on the season, and now they're in trouble in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they fall to 6-5 and 3 games behind the two leaders in Concordia and Northwestern. They've already played. They were victorious yesterday. So Hastings now 6-5 in the conference, 14-6 overall. Dakota Wesleyan is now 13-8 on the season. They improved to 4-7 in the conference. Hastings today getting 16 points from Alicia Stadler, 8 points from Taz Yorick, 8 points for Brittany Wong, 5 points from Laurel Zwiener, 3 for Sophia McDermott, 2 points for Josie Schopp, 2 for Courtney Spahn, and 2 for Cammy Breckman. 1 point today for Kaylee Ragdith. Meanwhile, for Dakota Wesleyan, they were led by Brittany Hills, who finishes with 11 points, including the game winner. And also Katie Johnson, who actually had 12 points in the ballgame. So Johnson with 12, Brittany Hills with 11 points. The other scores for the Tigers in the ballgame today: Whitney Clayton had 6, Amanda Hart finishes with 6 points. 5 points for Taylor Piper. 4 points for Elizabeth Lamb. 4 for Kim Johnson. And then 2 points for Brittany Pritchard. 50-47, the final score here in this one this afternoon. They said the team shot the ball real well today. Hastings College, 13 out of 48 from the field for 27.1%. Dakota Wesleyan was 18 out of 66 for 27.3%. Hastings was 2 out of 17 on three-pointers for 11.8%. Dakota Wesleyan was 5 out of 26 on three-pointers for 19.2%, but they hit the game-winner from three-point territory, and that's all they really needed in this one. Free throws today, Hastings 19 out of 24 for 79%. Dakota Wesleyan was 9 out of 14 for 64%. Rebounds, Hastings absolutely crushed on the boards this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan with 52 rebounds in the ball game compared to 34 for the Broncos, and Hastings was beaten on the offensive glass 26-19. Dakota Wesleyan had 19 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings had 17. Dakota Wesleyan had no block shots and 6 steals. Hastings College had 5 block shots and 9 steals. But again, Dakota Wesleyan wins the basketball game this afternoon by the score of 50-47 on a three-pointer by Brittany Hills with 1.7 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Well, Hastings will get ready for the Doane College Tigers coming up on Wednesday night back home at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena, that's a team that beat Hastings earlier this season in Crete. The Broncos are sitting at 14-6 on the season, now 6-5 in conference play. We've got the men's game coming up next in just a few minutes. You're on 1230 KHS. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHS.